At Fred Meyer, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Lay's. Lay's potato chips are made from real potatoes from real farms, and they're closer than you might think. Golden grows here on over 100 farms across North America. So whenever you open up a bag of Lay's, you can thank your farmers for making your stay golden moments possible. Lay's, stay golden. To learn more, head to goldengrowshere.com.
Today's show is sponsored by Trivia Masters. Having a hard time winning your trivia night? Coming up short? Well, Trivia Masters has all the answers you need. For only $499, you will receive a cochlear implant, an eyeball camera that sends a feed back to their headquarters. Within a second, the correct answer will be signaled to you through the hotspot implanted in the base of your neck. You'll never lose another trivia night again. Trivia Masters, we've got all the answers. Let's do the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, and on this show, we recap episodes of Friends, and that's what we're going to do today. So let's go meet the friends, my friends, the friends. So, hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends. You notice there was no intro music on the show like it is normally is. We had a technical mishap last week, although not a technical mishap, actually, as much as a Pat opened a bottle of Martinelli's cider.
Sparkling.
Okay, your mic, there's one working mic in the studio.
I'm working as we speak. I'm sorry, and everything that happened was my fault. I accept faults there, and I was excited. It was a wrong display of excitement, and I was maybe okay. A little intoxicated.
So this episode's called The One Where Joey Moves Out, and this one is written by Betsy Bournes. It's season 2, episode 16. Written by Betsy Bournes, directed by Michael Lembeck, and it aired on February 15th, 1996. Now, in this episode, Chandler and Joey are attending a party thrown by one of the other actors on Days of Our Lives. The actor is moving, so he makes an offer to Joey to let him have his apartment, which actually is interesting to Joey because he's never lived alone. And news of this disheartens Chandler. So, Phoebe and Rachel decide to get tattoos. Their decision is complicated by for Rachel that Ross doesn't like tattoos, and Phoebe doesn't like needles. Ross, Monica, and Richard, who's played by Tom Selleck, go to the Geller's father, Jack Geller, to his birthday party. And everyone is buzzing with rumors that Richard has a young girlfriend, a new young girlfriend, who they refer to as the Twinkie in the city. And nobody knows that that's Monica at the party. They're talking about Monica. Monica, at one point, is talking to Richard in the bathroom and then can't leave the bathroom without being seen leaving with Richard. So she's hiding in the shower. Behind the curtain, and her parents come into the bathroom and start messing around, and she's got to hide in the tub. Then later in the episode, Monica reveals her relationship. Could you stop fiddling and working on the thing that you've been working on the board for hours? And
I don't have much else to do, and I'm sorry. I'm happy that you didn't even just kick me out. But I probably deserve that, and I'm just trying to recover whatever left that we have. So
yeah,
I'm sorry if it's loud, but But don't.
I'm trying to do. The show's already compromised. There's no audio. There's one working mic.
I think I can get the output working again for at least.
I'm trying to just do. Let me just do the show, okay?
All right. Okay. Sorry.
So Monica reveals her relationship with Richard to her parents. Now today's episode is brought to you by Trivia Masters. Now, Trivia Nights can be an endless sea of frustration. You think you know the answer, or you almost know the answer to a question, or you're not sure, and then the other team is buzzing in. Next thing you know, they're the ones winning the gift card to the coffee shop. It's frustrating, right? Well, thankfully, Trivia Masters comes to the rescue for you. They were Trivia Masters was started by two guys who were just tired of losing out on Trivia Night. So they took their concerns to a friend who was running a secret laboratory off campus over at Yale. And the three of them put their heads together, and by combining state-of-the-art technology with good old-fashioned American ingenuity and back engineering, Trivia Masters was born. And it's easy. For just $499, you get a cochlear implant, an eyeball camera mounted in your head, along with a miniature antenna, which works as a hotspot as well. It's placed in the base of your neck. The team of trivia experts over at Trivia Masters hear the question, kick the answer to the hotspot within a matter of milliseconds, and just like that, you're the one walking out of the coffee shop with the one walking out of the trivia night with the coffee shop gift card. Trivia Masters, we've got all the answers. So this episode, this is a good episode. More great stuff for Monica to do in it, which is good to see. She had a lot to do with the padded suit in the previous episode. Now it's funny watching her react with her boyfriend, Tom Selleck, with a 20-year age difference. She's got great stuff. It was great when she hid in the tub with her parents, getting affectionate with each other. There's good stuff with Ross at the party as well. Joey versus Chandler about fighting over who, about leaving and all that. That's fun to see. Phoebe and Rachel with the tattoos, not very compelling. And Rachel does get the tattoo, which is good to see. At least she doesn't just not get the tattoo because Ross doesn't like tattoos. I mean, she's been going out with Ross for a little bit of time, and now she's not going to do...
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Heineken. The new crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver is all taste without the bitter endings. It's like enjoying a nice day at the beach where everyone remembers sunscreen, or an evening spent around a campfire without smoke constantly getting in your eyes. All taste, no bitter endings. That's the crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver. And it only has 3.2 grams of carbs with 95 calories. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 plus to purchase. Please enjoy Heineken responsibly.
Just stop, okay?
Test. Can you hear me? Are you getting me through your phone?
There it goes. Yes. I hear.
Okay. The good news is, you want bad news or good news?
Well, I can guess the good news is that your mic works.
My mic is working, although I don't think it's as loud as it was before.
Well.
But that's not the bad news. The bad news is I can't get the board back to where I can't, like, all the sound effects are not going to be in this episode unless you want to try it from the do you want to start from the beginning with my mic working?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, we're closer to the end than the beginning. Let's stick to that.
All right. Well, there's two mics.
And look, the technical stuff, I don't care about the technical stuff. I don't talk that lingo. You've been saying this stuff over and over about stuff. I just don't know what a lot of those things are. I just know that what I do know is you showed up.
I don't know a lot of them either.
You showed up buzzed yesterday when we're doing the show. You opened a bottle of sparkling cider that went all over the board and it fried everything. We're lucky enough that this works, this one mic. We don't have any music, no sound effects. You're still drinking something.
That's a Fresca. I brought that from
home.
But listen, the truth is, I don't know a lot of the technical stuff either.
Okay.
If Jason was, and this is just me being brutally honest, if Jason was a 10 at that stuff, if I'm being generous to myself, I'm maybe a 6.
Okay.
And that's just the truth. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I don't think we need to have him come back here to work on the board. I think if we want to take like another break, like we did last week with the show, and have another 2 weeks, I think I can get the board back.
No, the show's
back to
100%. Okay. Well, here's some news for you. Uh-huh. You don't get along with Jason for whatever reason. I've dealt with him since he left the show.
Right.
If he's a 10 with the board, you said it yourself, he's a 10 with the board. Like it or not, I got to get him back in here to fix this board.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Because what kind of timetable would you be on realistically if we were working on the...
Well, I'm already researching new boards, so I'm just going to order a new
board.
Order a new board and install it myself from some YouTube tutorials.
Sure, so I'll just pay for a new board.
Right. Well, you got that $8,000 from Adam and Steve.
Yeah, that's... Friends first. Friends first. This is the first episode with Joey in the title. Fun friends fact. Judy Geller asks Richard... Tom Selleck, if his son is single, because then he could go out with Monica. And a little tip for the future is that Monica ends up dating the son after she breaks up with Richard. A little look to the future. Line of the episode. Mr. Geller says, "Look, I know what you're going through. When I turned 50, I got the Porsche. You got your own little speedster." And he's talking to Richard, who's Tom Selleck. "Guys, seriously, it is not like that, Mr. Geller. Tell you what, maybe one of these weekends you can borrow the car and I could..." And then Ross goes, "Dad, I beg you not to finish that sentence." "What? I'm kidding. You know I'd never let him touch the Porsche." Because it's weird, because he's saying something about his own daughter and doesn't know it. Rank the episode... Wait, what are you fiddling with there?
I'm just trying to get one last thing to work.
Okay.
It might work if I try this.
Our show's almost done. We'll figure the tech stuff out. Rank the episode. This is a solid episode. Phoebe and Rachel are a little flat in this one. Joey Chandler thing is... Seeing them go toe-to-toe is kind of fun, but 7 out of 10 friends. This one gets 7 friends out of a possible 10. And then, I guess we'll rank the friends.
Well, if you want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now. And if you want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now.
Everything's back. We don't need Jason.
So you got that working.
Everything's back.
Everything's back?
Well, that one's working, so maybe they're...
Yeah, okay, you know what? I can't take it. You said you were a 6 at best with the board. I'm bringing the 10 in, whether you like it or not. I know you hate the guy. I'm not in love with the guy.
Well, try to play any of the other ones. Let's see if they work. Okay. Why doesn't Jason do a phone call while I'm on the board working on it? No?
No. Hey, you're the one. Maybe if you didn't spray the Martinellis all over the board, we wouldn't be in this situation.
I messed up.
Rank the friends. Monica, Ross, Joey, Chandler, Rachel, Phoebe. Hey, let's play the closing music. Oh, it doesn't play.
Well, try it. Try it now.
I just did try.
You just did. Okay.
Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We'll be back with another episode of Friends. Thanks for listening. I thank Josh Cantor, but you would not even know why I thanked him. Because his music was not on this episode. Bye.